Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the... I got lost. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
It is Wednesday, September 24th. We will tell you about looking back at some of the things going on. The president and the health secretary making a big announcement this week.
Because 2025 fireworks season is in, and there was a notable change in the data. We'll tell you what that is coming up.
Kansas chaplain Emil Kapon is featured in a graphic novel series. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And it is 65 degrees right now on this Wednesday morning, 95% humidity. We have a breeze out of the north, cloudy sky here on this Wednesday morning. At yesterday's Wichita City Council workshop, the council received a review of this year's fireworks season.
The Wichita Fire Department responded to 92 fireworks-related calls during the holiday. Wichita Battalion Chief Jose Ocades says after a review of the reports, the department concluded that 3 structure fires, not 0, involved fireworks, but added,
the main thing is that firework detonation was not the ignition source. It was some other type of ignition source that caused the fireworks inside the residence to catch on fire.
29 people between the ages of 2 and 48 suffered fireworks-related injuries. The city's main enforcement effort centered on after-hours fireworks. 14 teams patrolled on July 4th through the 6th. Between midnight and 2 a.m. and issued 19 citations. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The life of Chaplain Emil Kapon is being featured in the Medal of Honor graphic novel series from the Association of the United States Army.
Kapon was ordained as a priest by the Wichita Diocese in 1940 and became a chaplain in 1944, serving initially in India and Burma during World War II. Later in Korea, he became known for rescuing wounded and dead soldiers and using his military jeep as a makeshift altar to celebrate mass. Kapon was captured in 1950 and died as a prisoner of war in 1951. In 2013, he was awarded the Medal of Honor. In 2021, his remains were returned here to Kansas. Since 1993, Kapon has undergone the canonization process for sainthood. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
President Trump and HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. making an announcement this week claiming that Tylenol may be linked with autism in children.
This announcement was made. What it does is has the FDA issuing a label change for acetaminophen, which is Tylenol's active ingredient, to reflect evidence suggesting its use may be associated with an increased risk for autism and ADHD in children. That's, of course, when taken by pregnant women. This response to this announcement, it's really been diverse. Many in the growing autism community are glad that this kind of attention is being paid, but others feel that the message blurs the line between possible association and causation.
Don't take Tylenol.
Don't take it.
The president's sentiment there specific to pregnancy and for young children. But Ken View, the maker of Tylenol, maintains that a decade of research has never proven a link between acetaminophen and autism.
And that's Fox's Alexandria Hoff with that report in the nation's capital.
In a letter to Congress, Google's legal team has admitted to censoring political speech at the command of the Biden administration.
The Biden administration went so far to put extreme pressure on the company to censor, suppress, and sometimes take down content from conservatives that did not even violate the company's policies. Now, across the YouTube channel platforms, conservatives complained about getting channels removed in 2023 and 2024. Now, the House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan released the letter from Google. He says Google made these changes, pointed out in the letter, and admitted the transgressions only after the House investigation, as well as subpoena over censorship. And the letter says the company terminated channels for repeatedly violating its community guidelines on election integrity.
That was Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence from the White House.
Public feedback is being requested for possible zoning changes at Jabera Airport. City of Wichita considering rezoning 95 acres of the property, which would allow for the building of three commercial warehouses. There's going to be an informational workshop tonight at 6 o'clock this evening, and that's followed by a public hearing at the Wichita Airport Authority Administration Building. That's at 2173 South Air Cargo Road at Eisenhower Airport.
A 21-year-old man accused of failing to stop at the scene of a deadly crash in which a pickup truck hit a bicycle last week at downtown Wichita made his first appearance on Tuesday in Sedgwick County District Court. A judge formally charged the Wichita man, Blaine Lee Hughes, with one count of leaving the scene of an accident. In the crash last Wednesday, Wichita police responded to a hit-and-run reported at about 9 p.m. near Broadway and Murdoch. When officers arrived, they found 57-year-old Daniel Forshee lying in the roadway. Forshee died at the scene. Police interviewed witnesses and found footage of the suspect vehicle, a white Dodge Ram 1500, that reportedly hit Forshee on his bicycle going east on Murdoch.
It's a bad bacteria out there. And Jimmy Kimmel is back on the air. Our full weather forecast is on the way as well on this Wednesday morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Federal health officials warning that nightmare bacteria cases on the rise here in the United States.
Nightmare bacteria are resistant to the drugs that should fight them. And a new report from CDC scientists finds nightmare bacteria infections rose by nearly 70% between 2019 and 2023, driven mainly by bacteria with a gene known as NDM. That used to be more rare and linked to patients receiving care overseas. But with rising numbers in the U.S., one of the study's lead authors says many more people may be carriers without knowing it, and conditions that had been considered easy to treat, such as urinary tract infections, could become chronic problems. Misuse or overuse of antibiotics can lead to resistance. One researcher not involved in the study suggesting a surge in antibiotic use during the pandemic may be a factor in rising resistance now. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jimmy Kimmel returned to late-night TV last night after being suspended for comments he made about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. More from Fox's Sue Guzman.
A defiant and tearful Kimmel returned to late-night TV Tuesday night. He didn't apologize, but said he never intended to make light of Charlie Kirk's murder. He also took aim at President Trump, blaming him for his nearly week-long suspension.
The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
President Trump saying on Truth Social, quote, "I can't believe ABC gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told the show was canceled." Sue Guzman, Fox News.
8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
In traffic right now, we've got a traffic accident slowing things down on K-96. This is affecting the eastbound lanes of K-96, and it's pretty close to Rock Road, so watch out for that traffic accident there. Again, affecting eastbound lanes K-96, especially there on Rock Road. Watch out for that traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast from Storm Team 12, meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a wet start to our Wednesday with off and on showers through about lunchtime, then mostly cloudy skies and a high of 73. Becoming mostly clear, a bit cooler, 57 tonight. Back over to mostly sunny skies and warmer on Thursday, high 79. Bright blue skies and a high of 80 on Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have 95% humidity. A breeze out of the north, cloudy sky to 65 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, September 24th. Christmas Eve is 3 months from today.
Too early.
What do you think of that?
Too early.
All right, well then
I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. Right, I love the Christmas music. I'll start playing it. You know,
when it gets here.
Even earlier, so, probably. Yeah. But
when the time is right.
Just a little too early.
All right. Well, let's back up a month then. How about Thanksgiving? Which is a couple of months away. Unless you live in Schwenkfelder, Pennsylvania.
Schwenkfelder.
Well, yeah, that's not a town, but it is, it's a town. Pennsburg, Pennsylvania is where it is. And today is Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving.
Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So if you're in the mood for Thanksgiving, this is where you need to be. It's northwest of Philadelphia.
Okay.
Imagine a gathering where a community of folks come together and they share bread, butter, and apple butter.
Okay.
It's Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving.
Schwenkfelder.
It harkens back to a time when they were immigrants coming over from Europe. And they were escaping religious persecution. It's very similar to the Pilgrim story, only they didn't go to Cape Cod. They went to Pennsylvania.
Schwenkfelder.
Yeah. And
you treat that with like ointment or
they landed there on the September 22nd, then 2 days later they held a Thanksgiving feast with all the food they had, which was bread, butter, and apple butter. So they still celebrate the Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving there in Pennsville, Pennsylvania. On September 24th. So if you're in the mood for Thanksgiving, that's where you need to be.
You go to Schwenkfelder.
Now, everybody's got to have their own claim to fame. They claim that this is the oldest Thanksgiving ongoing tradition in the United States because they say they started doing that in the 1700s, well before George Washington declared a day of Thanksgiving. And well before the modern what we think of the Thanksgiving that kind of Abraham Lincoln put into place.
The modern iteration.
Third week of November and all that and having a national holiday. So the Schwenkfelders say they have the oldest.
So that's the original Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Apple butter.
Not the original, but the one that has been around the longest.
In Schwenkfelder.
Yeah, that they do every year.
There we go.
So there you go. So if you want the butter and the bread and the apple butter, that's where you need to be today.
You go to Schwenkfelder, Pennsylvania.
Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving is today.
Learn something new every day.
Of course, all of Canada has a different Thanksgiving than we do too, so.
Yummy.
I forget when that is though. I don't know when the Canadian Thanksgiving is. I was wondering if it was the same as the Schwenkfelders and maybe it's today, but probably isn't.
Are you, Jad, are you doing anything on Claudia Cardinale and the Blur?
I am not. Go ahead.
The actress, very lovely actress, Claudia Cardinale has passed at the age of 87. She starred in more than 100 films. Most famous for, she was in 8 and a Half, the famous movie from Federico Fellini. And I recall her most, she was in the Pink Panther, the original Pink Panther movie with David Niven
Inspector Clouseau.
And Inspector Clouseau's debut
your,
in the
is
movies.
Is that your dog?
The Pink Panther. Yeah, she very, very photogenic lady. She began her career at the age of 17 after she won a beauty contest in Tunisia. She was often compared to Brigitte Bardot and worked with the top directors in Europe and Hollywood. Claudia Cardinale has passed at the age of 87. It is 8:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I don't want to do that story. Let's move on to Estonia. This is a Syria. Estonia is extending a fence along its border with Russia and building anti-tank ditches and bunkers. Estonia is worried about a conflict with Moscow. But, you know, that won't guard against a threat if it's drones.
I was going to say.
Flying right over that fence. Yeah, a recent drone incursion into Poland highlighted kind of some of the gaps that NATO has when it comes to air defense. Defense ministers from several EU countries are meeting later this week, trying to create a drone wall of sorts, finding a way to block block their eastern border. Officials say defending against drones is not easy, very complex. It does require affordable and mass-produced technology. They say rapid advancements in drone technology do pose additional challenges as well. NATO needs to get with the program quickly to address these threats. And we've just seen this week, Russia is sending drones over Ukraine and Poland, and now we don't know what to, you know, do you fire? They asked the president yesterday, said, do you fire those? He says, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, they're flying over NATO terrorists. Shoot them down, sure.
A lot of it comes down to leadership. I mean, you know, some countries can't shoot down weather balloons.
That's true.
You're right. It all comes down to whether or not you're willing to take action.
It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports, see what's going on. We do have, we'll talk football tonight, the weekly edition of K-State's Chris Kleiman Radio Show with the head coach, 7 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wildcats coming off back-to-back losses. They did not play last week. K-State is getting ready for a Saturday morning game hosting undefeated Central Florida in Manhattan coming up on Saturday on KFH. Talk about it tonight with Coach Kleiman on his radio show at 7 o'clock tonight on KFH. Some sad news from the world of football. Former Butler Community College running back Rudy Johnson has died at the age of 45. Apparently, he committed suicide in Florida. Man, what a running back. He was 2 years at Butler. They won the national championship both those years. And in that championship game in 1999, he ran for 375 yards and 7 touchdowns. National JUCO Player of the Year, National JUCO Hall of Famer. Went on to play at Auburn, where he was the Southeastern Conference Player of the Year in 2000. And then he played 8 years in the NFL, most of that with the Cincinnati Bengals. He had 3,000-yard seasons with the Bengals. Former Butler running back Rudy Johnson apparently has committed suicide at the age of 45. Great running back. College football, Oklahoma State has a new head coach. Mike Gundy fired after 21 years as head coach at Oklahoma State. The interim head coach is now 60-year-old Doug Meacham, a guy that for 2 years was the offensive coordinator at KU in 2017 and 2018. But Oklahoma State is moving on from the Mike Gundy years. He has been fired. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals last night after a day off, getting ready for the last 6 games of the season, visiting the last-place Los Angeles Angels for a 3-game series. The Royals got things going early, even though you heard it late last night on KFH.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball slapped into center field. Bryce Teodosio sprints in, plays it out of bounds. It's a base hit. Bobby Witt Jr. gets waved around third. Here he comes home. The throw's late. Bobby Witt Jr. scores with a slide. Salvador Perez has another hit and another RBI. And the Royals have a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. It's Salvi's 97th RBI of the season. It is also the 1,013th of his major league career. He officially moves into second place all-time in Royals history, passing Hal McRae.
And trailing only George Brett in that category now, well ahead of him. But, the Royals beat the Angels 8-4. It gives the Royals a winning record for now on the season, 79-78, 5 games to go. The Royals, by the way, officially eliminated after yesterday's competition around the league. They made the playoffs last year, but they will not be in the postseason this year. The Royals are at the Angels again tonight. Listen live at 8:30. That's on KFH. 5 games to go in the season for the Royals. Minor league baseball. The Texas League naming its all-star team. 4 Wichita Wind Surge players are on that all-star team. Outfielder Kalai Rosario led the league in home runs. Designated hitter Kyler Fedko, who hit a ton of home runs before being called up to AAA. The leadoff hitter for the Wind Surge, the first-round draft pick out of K-State, Kalen Culpepper, named to the All-Star Utility Player role. And pitcher Pearson Ohl for the Wind Surge, and he's already pitching in the big leagues right now with the Minnesota Twins. 4 Wind Surge guys on the Texas League All-Star team. And in college men's golf, Kansas State up at the Gitter Dunn Invitational in Wisconsin, senior Alex Lindstrom from K-State finished on the top of the leaderboard, tied for first place. Of course, he went to Hutchinson Community College as well. 12 under par. K-State finished in second place in that Gitter Dunn Invitational. in college men's golf. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas Jayhawk basketball star Drew Gooden. Is 44 years old today. Led the nation in rebounding his junior year at KU. A consensus first-team All-American, National Player of the Year. Got the Jayhawks into the Final Four. He was taken number 4 overall in the NBA draft by the Memphis Grizzlies. Played 14 years in the NBA. $75 million in career earnings. He did pretty well there. He's number 8, retired by KU, hanging from the rafters in Allen Fieldhouse. Drew Gooden. It's his birthday. He's 44 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where it's patio season. Yeah, smash a Yumpkin pumpkin on Delano's rooftop deck. Enjoy happy hour at WBC East's newly remodeled patio. You can grab a pizza outside, shielded from the setting sun at WBC West. Hey, when you think patio, think Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Traffic and weather update on the way. And what's going on at the UN? That'll be discussed on the Sean Hannity Morning Minute next on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, September 24th. Currently in Wichita, we have 93% humidity, cloudy sky, 65 degrees. During yesterday's Wichita City Council workshop, the council discussing efforts by the city's law department to create a license process for hotels and motels.
Those entities currently are regulated by the state. If police receive a complaint, there's not much they could do outside of enforcing the law. The city says an ordinance that would license hotels might allow them to respond faster, but add that the licensing process and the added work would be burdensome. The workshop also included a discussion about economic development. The city is discussing a proposal to move away from program-based incentives like industrial revenue bonds and tax increment financing to incentives like property tax abatements and sales tax exemptions. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump appears to be changing his stance again on the war in Ukraine after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Tuesday during the UN General Assembly.
Russia continues to occupy about 20% of Ukraine. On social media, Trump said he now thinks Ukraine is in a position to take back all of that territory. A big topic of discussion in New York this week was the recent breach of NATO airspace when these armed Russian MiG-31 Foxhounds flew over Estonia for 12 minutes. Trump was asked what NATO should do in the future if this happens again.
Mr. President, do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Now, last night on Special Report with Brett Baer, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his relationship has improved with President Trump.
That was Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in our nation's capital.
A jury in Florida yesterday finding Ryan Ruth guilty of trying to kill President Trump last year.
December 18th is when Ryan Ruth will be sentenced for attempting to kill President Trump. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche told Fox's Martha McCallum he's grateful federal marshals stopped Ruth from stabbing himself with a pen after the verdict.
At this point, I think we all want justice, and justice includes a sentence and a term of imprisonment.
As for what that sentence will be, Blanche says he won't predict what Judge Eileen Cannon will decide.
If you're a defense counsel or Mr. Ruth, you're hoping that the sentence is a number and not letters.
Blanche means the letters in the word life, which the most serious of Ruth's convictions carry. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
NASA introducing 10 new candidates to become astronauts.
This is a highly, highly competitive process. So more than 8,000 people across the country applied to become an astronaut. Only 10 were selected to become part of this 2025 new class. The class is made up of 6 women and 4 men. They have to undergo this intensive training program. It's 2 years long, and then they're qualified to take on space missions to the moon and eventually Mars. Their backgrounds are diverse. It includes former military pilots, a geologist, and a former SpaceX launch director.
And that's Fox's Brooke Taylor with that report in Houston.
Now, usually the message written on a coffee order is a positive one. Fox's Monica DeLuca tells us about one that's going viral for all the wrong reasons.
After ordering the late Charlie Kirk's go-to Starbucks order, a Mint Majesty tea with two honeys, an Ohio woman was shocked to see the message written on the side of the cup by an employee. Autumn Perkins sharing a picture of the cup, which read, "Racist fave drink." She tells Fox News Digital, "I feel like Charlie stood for respect. We don't have to agree on everything. We can disagree on a lot of things, but we respect each other." In a statement to Fox News Digital, a spokesperson for Starbucks says, "Writing this on a cup is unacceptable," adding, "This Starbucks location is licensed and operated by Kroger, and we understand that this associate was terminated by Kroger." Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
8:51 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A local business update from Wichita Business Journal editor Kirk Siminoff is coming up. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
A lightning strike yesterday morning was what caused a building fire in southeast Wichita at Spirit Aerosystems.
Two.
President Trump says he now believes Ukraine can win back all territory lost to Russia with the help of NATO.
One.
Iran has begun rebuilding missile production sites targeted by Israel back in June during the 12-day war. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The traffic accident that was on K-96 just a little bit earlier, that has been cleared away, and so things are looking better over there, but still some lingering heavy traffic in the area, so watch for a slowdown. That, of course, is K-96 eastbound at Rock. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast here on this Wednesday, high today of 73 degrees on a mostly cloudy day, but mostly clear by tonight. Low down to 57, cooler tonight. And then warmer tomorrow. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 79. Currently in Wichita, 93% humidity. Cloudy sky, breeze out of the north. It is 65 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up right after Steve and Ted, it's the Glenn Beck Program. Special guest at 10 o'clock this morning is Rob McCoy, Turning Point Faith co-chair, talking about South Korea arresting a pastor. Now it is time to get a local business update. And, of course, our Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Siminoff is brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Good morning, Kirk Siminoff.
Good morning, Ted Woodward. The Calamar Senior Living Project at 127th Street East and 21st Street that began construction way back in the summer of 2020 and is still not complete has had its building permit pulled by the Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department. That happened as one local subcontractor has filed a $329,000 lawsuit against Calamar for damages after the subcontractor had completed their work on the still unfinished project. All of this is happening while a similar Calamar project in Topeka is facing foreclosure by its lender. Back here in Wichita, two other subcontractors have filed liens totaling more than $340,000. MABCD Director Chris Labrum said he is hopeful for a resolution on the long-stalled development, which could now include a different company taking over. Labrum said two other companies have expressed interest.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Interest in purchasing the development. The Goddard City Council on Tuesday approved a development agreement with incentives for a $4 million project that will locate a Tacos TJ 664 restaurant in the city. Tacos TJ already has two Wichita locations and another in Derby that opened last weekend. In Goddard, there will be a 6,500 square foot building near Kellogg and 183rd Street West. A 540 square foot outdoor patio space is also planned. SPT Architecture is the architect, and McCowan Gordon will build it. But you'll have to find your tacos elsewhere in Goddard for a while, Ted, because the business is not expected to open until the spring of 27. And where are wages rising the fastest in Kansas so far this year? Topeka and Shawnee County. The capital county saw a 5.1% increase in wages in the first quarter compared with the first quarter of 24, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Sedgwick County was second with a 4.4% increase. In third place with the bronze medal, there was a tie with the neighboring counties of Johnson and Wyandotte in the Kansas City area at 3.9% each. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Why doesn't the taco place open until 2027? Stupid.
Thank you, Homer.
Thanks for disappointing me again. All right, Kirk, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you coming up later this week. Thank you, Kirk Semenoff, the editor from the Wichita Business Journal with the Wichita Business Journal Update. Hey, the Glenn Beck Show is next, then the Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity Show, and news updates all day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us, John Whitmer.
My pleasure.
Here on Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.